Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now with today's midday interview. Rhonda Bellamy is with us today. Rhonda is the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County, and it's always great to talk with her. I just want to know kind of what's going on at the Arts Council these days, and especially we want to focus on the Regional Artist Project Grants, which the deadline is coming up on that, so we want to be sure that you know all about it and also about a workshop. So, Rhonda, hello. Oh.
Good, happy
now, hang on a second. I'm in this new studio. I thought I had the right mic queued up, but it doesn't look like it. So let's try this. All right. Are you there, dear?
Good afternoon, Jamila.
It worked yesterday. Why isn't it working today?
I have that effect on going on, Jamila.
One of the things that I wanted to stress was that this is a consortium of arts councils in the region. So I administer this grant for New Hanover, Pender, Brunswick, and Columbus counties. And to give you some perspective, in our first year of granting, we gave out $15,000 in the four-county region. Prior to that time, the grant had been administered by the Arts Council of Fayetteville-Cumberland County, and they gave out $15,000 for 15 counties. And so we like that we have such a strong concentration of dollars going to artists in our region. And
that sounds great.
It's a pool of funds that local arts councils have put together to ensure that the artists who are showing so much promise in our area get to take it to the next level.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of the guidelines are for people to apply? Who would be qualified for a Regional Artist Project Grant?
Well, you should have some basic knowledge of your particular field. This is not for someone who's just starting out. I think I want to paint.
This is not the emerging artist grant. No, that's
it's not emerging artist. This is for someone who's pretty well established in their discipline and who need either extra instruction or travel or a conference or something that will help them to develop professionally.
Okay. Can you give us some examples, Rhonda, of folks that have received grants before that might be kind of interesting for us to know about?
Sure. In this most recent cycle, we had several people. Barbara McKenzie, classical pianist, wanted to go and study under a master, and so we paid for travel to France.
Similarly, I heard about that. I didn't know it was through a grant.
And I had an opportunity to speak to her recently, and it was just a wonderful experience for her. Similarly, we have a number of people who wanted to go to professional conferences and to find out what's going on in their fields and those types of things. So this is what this grant is supposed to fund.
Sounds like WHQR should apply. I haven't been to a conference for about 15 years.
Well, you can apply as an individual. See, this is what distinguishes it from grassroots.
Okay.
Grassroots is what we offer to organizations. And in fact, WHQR was the recipient of a grassroots grant to produce a Seasons Griot.
Right.
In fact, but this one is for individuals. And in fact, it's fondly known as the Me Grant, because this is something that you're doing just for you and your artistic career. It's not you don't have to prove anything publicly. It just has to take you to that next place.
So you talked about Barbara McKenzie was one person who had received a grant. Anybody else that you might know about or want to know about?
Sure. Paul Hill, who you know is a sculptor. He's responsible for Straining to Be, the dog, which is in Bijou Park. And also, he did the Southern Hospitality, which is the Venus Flytrap, which is on the riverfront. He applied. He needed a special large plasma cutter to do five large sculptural works that he's working on. And you have to have the right equipment if you're a sculptor.
Exactly.
And so we funded the equipment that he needed. We've had potters who needed a kiln or a wheel or something like that. We have writers who wanted to attend the American Library Association Midwinter Conference in Philadelphia. Again, 17 different projects that really are specific to that particular artist.
Okay.
An artist of all disciplines, I might add.
Yes. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Rhonda Bellamy. She's the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County. And she's telling us about the Regional Artist Project Grants. The deadline to apply is Friday, September 19th. So you've got about a month. But there's a number of different ways to get more information. We'll give you the website and whatnot in just a moment. The county's included are New Hanover, Brunswick, Columbus, and Pender counties. Now, one of the best things you could do, if this is something of interest to you, there is a workshop tonight. Tell us about that, Rhonda.
Actually, the workshop in New Hanover County is on Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. It's on Monday.
It's on
there
Monday.
There was one last night
last
at Brunswick.
Last night at Brunswick Community College.
Okay. So Monday at 5:30, is that right?
That's right.
At the library downtown. And what will happen in that workshop?
We will just go through the guidelines.
Okay.
What we fund, who may apply, the examples of fundable projects. And I know at last night's workshop, many people wanted to run their idea by me. And what's surprising is that a lot of people think that taking their career to the next level entails them doing something for the community. And we want that to be an outcome, but that is not a requirement for this grant. And it's not a matching grant.
Ah.
And so we expect that we'll get a lot of applications in the range of $500 to $1,000 that will really help someplace in the continuum of your artistic career.
Okay, so it's really for an artist in whatever medium to develop as an artist and to be able to grow and master their craft. It isn't necessarily to create a public art installation. That isn't what this is about.
Right.
Okay, well, that's helpful.
The Me, Me, Me grant.
The Me, Me, Me grant. I think we should send a Me, Me, Me from WHQR over on Monday evening at 5:30, New Hanover County Public Library. There will be a chance to hear about the guidelines, ask questions about the Regional Artist Project grants. Again, that's coming up Monday. And then the deadline is Friday, September 19th. Rhonda, is there anything else you want to tell us about right now in terms of this particular grant or anything else on your mind?
Well, again, I would just stress that it is highly competitive. As you know, we had 38 applications. We were able to fund 17. So,
you know, that's a pretty good ratio, though.
It is, especially for our first year out administering the grant.
Right.
And so this year, we hope that we'll be able to fund as many and pretty much at the same levels that we did last year.
Great. When I think about going to a theater audition, how many actresses want the same role that I'm going for, or a film audition when there might be 20 other people waiting to read for a one-liner. That's 17 out of 38 applicants received a grant. That's pretty wonderful. So,
and they received it because they've demonstrated artistic excellence, but because of the feasibility of their projects.
Ah, yes.
That is also a strong criteria, is that the project has to be feasible, and you have to demonstrate in the one-page narrative, basically, what it is you want and why you want it. And it has to be compelling enough to our judges and panel.
Doesn't sound like a really complicated application
process.
Not at
all. It's a two-page application itself.
Good.
And then you have to add, your one-page narrative. But very, very simple. And,
okay,
you know, don't be daunted by the fact that it is a grant. As I explained to the workshop participants last night, it really forces you to think about what you're doing at this point in time and where you want to go with your craft.
Exactly. Rhonda, if people have questions, should they just go to the website, artscouncilofwilmington.org?
Is that
the best
correct
thing? Okay. And could they also call you if they had a specific question? What's the phone number?
It is 343-0998.
343-0998 or artscouncilofwilmington.org. Rhonda, thank you.
Are we out of time already?
Actually, if you want to say something else, we have time.
Oh, great. I just want to, because I've received so many calls about the plein air that we are sponsoring.
Oh, yeah.
In commemoration of the city's 275th birthday, the Star News, the Arts Council, and other interested parties are hosting a plein air. And so we are inviting artists from across North Carolina to come to our fine city. We hope 275 of them.
Whoa.
The week of September 21st through the 26th. And
gosh,
we will exhibit the works that are created during that week at an open-air gallery down on the riverfront on the 27th.
But they'll be painting all over town.
All over town.
Wow.
Any place where it's legal.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds good to me. So that's coming up again when?
September 21st through the 26th with the exhibition at our four-hour commemorative ceremony on the 27th of September.
Gorgeous. Be sure you get that on our cultural calendar.
Oh, I certainly
will. I know you will, Rhonda.
You know I will.
Rhonda works all the networks. Rhonda Bellamy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All right.